Noah's Ark, or what looks just like it, is parked at a meter on a busy Tallahassee street. During the lunch hour rush here, about 24 college students are waving signs and handing out t-shirts to passing drivers.
Action on climate is very important.
The lady in the Mercedes.
Change your environment today.
Well, she's still down there. Get her. Can you get her one?
The ARC is part of a narrative spun by the Next Gen Climate Action Committee, which is part of a national effort by billionaire philanthropist Tom Steyer to defeat candidates who fail to act on climate change. At Tallahassee's Florida tour kickoff, the group plays a video with a movie trailer voiceover saying, after years of denying climate change science, Scott realizes he must flee.
Rick Scott has built an ark. Will there be room for you?
When asked about climate change since taking office, Scott has often replied he's not a scientist. Recently, he agreed to meet with several climate scientists who requested to share their knowledge. And today, those same scientists and more followed up with a letter to all state policymakers calling for a clear plan to address the effects of climate change. University of Miami oceanic and atmospheric scientist Ben Kurtman is one of those who signed the letter. He spoke to Florida Public Radio in 2012.
Yeah, I'm sort of a little bit conservative about getting involved in the politics. I like to try to be, you know, just to be really sound on the scientific part. But at a certain point, it's hard for me to sit back and be quiet when I think we need to start acting now.
Next Gen's Rick Scott's ARC tour heads next to Gainesville and then a handful of other Florida cities, most of them college towns. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.